BBC Radio York, it's Adam Tomlinson with you on a Friday afternoon. Now, before we go any further, I've got to declare a little bit of self-interest here and also an apology for abusing a position, because what we're about to talk about over the next few minutes is a production of Alan Bennett's fabulous play. It's The History Boys. And the reason there's a bit of self-interest here is I'm in it, along with my friend and learned colleague, Neil Foster. So you've got to declare an interest as well.
I have.
Yes, okay. So we're both in it. You're playing Irwin,
yes,
the teacher, and I'm playing your headmaster.
You are.
It's a fabulous piece, isn't it?
It's a wonderful piece, Adam, yes. It's wonderful just hearing some of the language that you come out with in this play. Shocking.
Yes, well, it shocked me as well, actually. And what makes this all the more special is you may have seen the film, which had a stellar cast of the late and great Richard Griffiths and, of course, James Corden. Well, the guy who played Posner in the film is Samuel Barnett, and he joins us in our studio in London. Samuel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, hello.
Just tell us about the play, because it is special.
It is special. I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but I think it's one of the best plays that's ever been written, really. I mean, it's an absolute classic, and it was an instant classic straight away, although, well, it was with audiences. We thought it was quite boring and a bit dry when we were rehearsing it, but I think that's because we were all fairly young and didn't understand what Alan was talking about in the rehearsal room.
What makes it so special, though? Is it the way he writes, or is it you can look at it and think it's quite heavy subject matter, there are adult themes in there, and the language doesn't pull any punches at all. So what's special about it?
Oh, do you know, I think it covers all the bases, because it covers all of life, really, and sort of every age of life. You've got these young boys just starting out, about to try and get into Oxford and Cambridge, and then you've got Irwin, who has graduated and is now a teacher in his early 20s and still trying to figure himself out. And then you've got Hector, who's getting, well, he's not towards the end of his life, he's kind of middle-aged, and he's quite a brilliant but sad character, and he's also quite lost. And there's a lot of very lost people in this play, and I think audiences watching it really relate to that. But then, of course, being written by Alan, it's hysterically funny and well observed, so you get people to identify with it through the comedy.
As I said, you played Posner in the film. Well, our Posner is Sam Baxter, and he's sitting with us in the studio this afternoon. I'll ask you for some top tips in a minute, but you're not new to all this game. You've been on stage in the West Yorkshire Playhouse over Christmas.
Yeah, I have. I was in Enjoy as part of the Alan Bennett season at the West Yorkshire Playhouse, which was an incredible experience. And working with the artistic director of the Playhouse itself, and being in Leeds, where Bennett himself is from, performing a Bennett play in Leeds is quite an experience.
What do you make of playing Posner? Because it's a tough role to get your hands on, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And my approach to it was a bit, I don't know, I kind of underestimated it a bit, and it's a really multi-layered character with... he's quite ambiguous with the way he speaks and presents himself to the rest of the boys, because the rest of the boys are so... Posner is as lively as the boys, he seems to be quite lost in this sort of sexual orientation and... confidence.
There's lots going on there with him. How did you approach it, Sam? Because I know you said earlier on that, you know, you were a bunch of lads and you hadn't quite got a clue what Alan Bennett was on about. But how did you approach it? Because as our Sam was saying, there are so many layers to it.
Yeah, I mean, the key into it for me was that for Posner, it's all about unrequited love. I mean, Alan, I think Posner is the role that Alan and... the original director, Nick Heitner, sort of most identified with. So I think of all the boys, he's the most fleshed out. And as I say, the key for me was the unrequited love thing, because no matter who you are, no matter what sexual orientation you are, everybody has experienced unrequited love. So that's how I kind of keyed into it. I was really young when I did it. I had to kind of use what little experience of life that I had, and that's what I did, yeah.
Which is interesting you say that, because one of the lines that one of the boys uses is, hang on, why are we doing all this about poetry when actually we don't understand what poetry is all about, because we've not lived yet.
Yeah. Yes, but the beautiful comeback, of course, is that but you will understand it. Yeah. And when you do understand it, when you have those experiences of somebody dying or loving somebody that you can't have, suddenly this poetry that you've learned by heart will just flood back into your memory and actually be... The whole point of Hector is that he's saying it will be a solace to you later in life, that literature and learning isn't just for the brain, it's for the heart and soul as well.
And then, I mean, some of the scenes with the boys are just terrific. Some of the humour and the lines that are coming out are fantastic. And then you throw in the adults, which is where Neil and I and Barbara and Ian come in. I mean, you, Neil, I mean, I've got sweaty palms now, but the times that you're on, the huge amount of words you've got to learn, it's phenomenal.
Well, I think what helped me with this was the fact that I've actually done the play before. I did the play just over 5 years ago. In fact, we were one of the first amateur groups in the country to do the play. So when the chance came to do it again, and I've got to say, Stan, I'm no longer in my early 20s, so thank you for that.
It's terribly miscast.
I just jumped at the chance. I mean, no hesitation at all in doing it again. And yes, so those colossal speeches, I mean, he's a man who is very verbose, is Irwin, isn't he? And he shows off because he knows all these big words. And I've got that phenomenal speech about Revo Abbey. Mm. I was actually amazed, having not looked at the play in 5 years, how quickly it came back.
Mm. And talking of age, can I just add here that I'm no way old enough to play a headmaster? But hey, you know, they can do a wonderful thing with makeup. Just to wrap it all up, Sam, I mean, where do you put this? I mean, the film was a huge success, and we know that the play itself was a huge success. Where do you put this in the sort of the whole gamut of theatre?
I mean, I suppose I can only talk about what it means personally to me. And we were, you know, the eight boys when we started it, we were a group of really relatively unknown people, and it pretty much launched each of our careers. So. And it's, I mean, I'm here talking about this now, and I did it 10 years ago. So it's been a sort of career defining thing for me. And also then, you know, we took it to Broadway and it won the same amount of Tonys that an Arthur Miller play had won 50 years before. I mean, it's an extraordinary piece that Alan's written.
So one top tip to our Sam who is sitting here, who's playing Podney, what would that tip be?
There are so many. I mean, I think just to... the Posner is... The part of Posner is, honestly, the gift that keeps on giving. And it's... When it's in front of an audience, that's when it comes alive. Because I had a problem with a lot of the comic timing and also a lot of the emotional stuff as well. But suddenly, when I got it in front of an audience, for some reason, they get behind Posner so much that, like, the audience will be the missing character in the rehearsal room. And if you're having any problems with it, hang in there, and when you get it in front of an audience, it will absolutely fly. You've got some of the funniest lines in the entire play.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, we're all enjoying it, that's for sure. Sam, good to talk to you this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Good luck
Samuel
with the show.
Samuel Barnett, who was Posner in the film of the History Boys, and you can see Neil Foster and our Posner, Sam Baxter, and... me. Next Friday, it's at the Josie Rowntree Theatre on the Haxby Road, and it'd be nice to see you.